Good morning. Thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Yes, how are you doing today, Ashley?
My name
is Julie Herndon, and I just got my order in yesterday, and I tried two of the gel caps yesterday, and I took two more today. I still haven't been asleep. What is it, my system's not taking to it, or does it take long? Because I haven't been asleep at all night.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear.
I took two when it arrived last night at 7. Later on, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I took one. And I just took another one today. I'm not going to get sick from taking that many, right?
I would not recommend you to take as many as that in a 24-hour period, but I'll be happy to pull up your account to better explain. May I have your name and the address they arrived at,
yeah,
please?
Julie Herndon. Julie is my first name, J-U-L-I-E. Herndon, H-E-R-N-D-O-N, 2866 Marion Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10458, apartment 4B.
All right, thank you. Just a moment to have that pulled up for you.
I tried to call last night, but you guys, I didn't know the customer care stopped working after 7.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, how is there. But I did locate, with that information, our OMAX sleep. So that's definitely an all-natural product. It's really supposed to provide with a calming and soothing effect to help you over time fall asleep a little easier. It's not a product that's going
to... It doesn't work
right
away. It takes 1 to 2 hours to start working?
Well, no. A few days, I'd say, with consistent use. I say customers start seeing the best results, going forward, better and better from, the third or so day. Maybe the second day. But
no, I took four already since I got you that night. I'm not feeling sick or nothing, but...
Oh, well, that's
I'm just anxious a little bit for it to work because I've been I saw your ad on television. And I've been on Ambien for over 10 years now, and I'm trying to get off of Ambien, and somebody told me that this might be helpful to me.
Okay. I do apologize. It will take a moment, for you to see the best results.
You have to eat a little something with it, right? When you take it?
I mean, you can. It's best not to take it on an empty stomach. So if you had happened to eat, within the last hour, half an hour ago, you can, take
it. I can eat raisins with it, right?
Oh, of course. And that's a good idea. Something light. Yeah, that's a good idea. I love raisins, too.
I just got a new fresh pack, too. But I'm laying down now, and I'm watching television, and I'm just trying to close my eyes and go to sleep. It's so uncomfortable to not be able to fall asleep. I don't know if you ever experienced it before.
Yes, I have.
I
had a real bad with insomnia. I have bad anxiety. My mind races at night. I do know it's a major. It wears you down. It really does.
Yeah, my heart palpitates, and I walk around the house. I drive my husband crazy.
Well, this should definitely be taking effect for you.
Huh?
Oh, they should be taking effect for you, I just recommend, take it as directed. Now, if you need to take more, don't, go over double the dose.
You can't, can you overdose on it?
Mm. I mean, I wouldn't know the effects, really, if you take, like,
a lot more than... No, I took two when I first opened the box. I got it out of the mailbox. Then I took one at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just took one. I didn't take them all together at once.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I think with that spacing, you'd be all right. You should be able to, you know, if you lay still and stay calm, I'd be able to drift on to sleep.
But on a normal basis, like, when I regulate it, it'll be, like, what, 2 a day, right?
Yes, and that would be about an hour to no more than 2 before you plan on going to bed. Just make sure you're not heading out for the day.
I tried to figure that out. Now, thank God I'm not the driver in the family. So
definitely.
I don't have to worry about that.
Very good to hear.
Yeah, my father passed away when I was young. He was a driver. So rest in peace. But she never learned how to drive, so she didn't teach us how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I went to driver's ed in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I know how to drive, but I never got my license. But and taking Ambien and taking sleep aid medication is not good at all.
Even the next day,
it still lingers in your system.
Mm-hmm. Gives
you
a groggy feeling and really like weighed down. I'm tired.
But they said this doesn't do that to you.
No, it shouldn't. You should wake up feeling a bit refreshed.
I read your Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all the information you have about? Or when I need information, I just call customer care. You, right?
Yeah, you could call us anytime, Monday through Friday, up until 7 o'clock.
You sound like you're sleepy right now.
I am a little tired. I worked through the weekend.
Oh, where are you located at? In Missouri or?
Oh no, down in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. How's the COVID down there?
It's not too bad. I mean, they say it's bad, but I mean, I don't really.
You wear gloves and masks when you're going outside.
I do wear my mask. I don't have any gloves, but I try not to go out.
Are you home or are you at the office?
I'm in office.
Most of the time. Why can't you do it at home?
I don't have internet.
Oh, well, you better get on it, girl.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. I just have to,
you working on that?
Yeah, I am. I'm just, you know, trying to take care of a few extra bills I have at the moment before I can.
Oh, okay. You didn't get your stimulus? I got my stimulus in May.
I
ordered all kind of masks and, you know, stuff like that. And I spent that so quick. But they said they're going to approve another one. Well, we're going to find out on the 7th, which is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 7th. Yeah.
Tomorrow's the deadline for the president to say. And he said we're going to have a lovely Labor Day.
A lovely Labor Day. Well,
did you get your stimulus?
I got the first one back in goodness. Maybe April?
You were the first. I got mine May 13th. And I was waiting. You must have been the first round.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so
come out. I waited about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, after they initially
approved it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that sounds pretty... Right. Did you stay up with the news? Did you hear about them approving it or disapproving it? They're not going to disapprove it.
I've stopped paying attention, honestly, because I was checking for updates like daily, and it's so much back and forth that I got tired of it. The only way I'm going to know if it's approved is if I check my bank account and it's there. But I'm not waiting on it. It is.
Yeah, I'm not waiting on but you get your little internet and take your butt home and work from home until this is all over. That's
yeah.
what you should do. Is a lot of people in your office or?
No, not at all.
Oh, it sounds
not
real quiet.
It is.
So,
real
yeah,
peaceful.
Just talking to you, I'm starting to relax a little bit. And
well,
I've been just walking around the house.
Well, see, that there is going to keep you awake if you're up and walking around. I know, you feel the need to do something with all that nervous energy. But really,
yeah.
especially after you take the product, the best thing you can do is just to let it take effect. And, you know, go ahead, lay on down like you're doing, relax. Or put on
yeah,
the TV.
Yeah, I'm laying down now.
Turn off all the lights. And you should, you know, be able to fall right asleep.
Oh, turn off the TV too?
Well, no, leave it on for background noise. It wouldn't hurt.
Well,
just watch
like
it till you fall asleep.
When I'm trying to go to sleep and I shut everything off, I can hear, it sounds like this. I can hear all the air conditioners in my, when I live in an apartment building,
uh-huh.
like I can hear all the air conditioners. I can smell every scent. And my cat attacked me all night last night when I get up in the dark. You ever deal with cats before?
I do. I have 3 and 2 pit bulls.
You
and
know,
I,
what? Oh, my God. You're an animal lover.
Most definitely.
But I have my cat named Diamond. My cat bit me up when she jumps on the bed because she's 15, but she's my baby.
Oh, wow.
She'll come up on the bed and lay right between me and my husband. And if you move and get in her space, she'll bite the shit out of you.
That's funny. I know my baby, for the strangest reason, she's just maybe 2-3 months old now. She likes to get in my hair when I lay down. When she's ready to lay down, she'll get in my hair. And you know how they yes, and you know how they do the massaging thing? She'll do that on my
hair.
And it's aggravating.
I call it the sleepy time.
Well, it's aggravating because her claws stick me in the head. And
my God, in your scalp.
Yes.
She and does it when you're sleeping?
Yes, all night. I have to sleep with my head under the pillow.
You got to put a hat on.
Or that.
She's a baby?
Yeah, she's only a few months old now.
She's not. She's bigger than, because I got my baby when she, you know, when they're so little in their ears and they don't really even have a tail and they fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that baby size. So she's a bigger baby than that.
Oh, yeah, she's a bigger baby. I've had her since she was tiny, tiny, but.
Yeah, remember when they're little?
Yeah.
But then, let me ask you this. My cat bit me bad on my left arm the other night, and I put peroxide on it, but it's still red, and it's flaring up a little bit. Like, it's pain. You think it's infected?
Well, I can't give medical advice.
You've been bit by a cat before. You got 3.
I have been bit by a cat before, and I know their mouths are extremely dirty, and they will
vicious.
Get infected. They can be. But, yeah, I would put some more peroxide on it.
Put some more. And I've been putting peroxide, and then I've been wiping it with alcohol pads.
And that's definitely good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I'm relaxed. What is your name?
My name is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. I'm Jill. You know Jill. Well, thank you for talking. Your voice is soothing me just talking to you.
All right, Miss Billy.
Well,
look.
You sound lethargic.
Well,
yeah,
it's been a long week.
This is your job. Maybe I'm not holding you up for nothing, right?
Well, no. But is there anything else I could help with today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, just make it brief, and I appreciate you talking to me, Ashley. You said you went through the insomnia thing. What did you use the product to help you? So, or
I did.
How did you get? You did.
When we first launched it, it was about a year and a half ago. And again, you know, my anxiety is really just my mind that was bothering me, keeping me up and active. Like I just couldn't fall asleep. So when we launched the product, I did start to take it. I was taking it for maybe 6 months, I would say. What it did, me sticking with it, is it calmed me down. And then every night I was able to, you know, fall asleep at a decent time. And doing that as a repetitive behavior, it kind of retrained my natural sleep cycle to where, you know, I found I was sleeping good. I didn't need as much of the product as when I first started. So I weaned myself off. And it's pretty much to the point now where, you know, I'm able to fall asleep pretty easily. I don't stay up at night. It works
pretty
well.
You don't have to take nothing to help you.
Not anymore, no.
That sounds...
The most I'll do, like if I have a really bad headache at night, like I did last night, I come home and I took an Advil PM. I mean,
people tell me about the Advil too. It helps. So I bought Tylenol PM a bottle last night because I wasn't sure that you guys were gonna deliver because it came after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I took the Tylenol PM yesterday, and then when it came in, but Tylenol PM doesn't help me at all.
Mm.
They say Advil is the best. Can you take Advil PM with this medication?
I really would not recommend it or ask your doctor, just because they're both completely different types of sleep aids.
Right.
I can't tell you what kind of interaction it might have.
I'm just going to work with this acid. And thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
I'm like, you can't really go to sleep.
No, not until I get home this afternoon.
Well, what are your hours? Do you work from what hour? You work from
8 to 5.
From 8 to 5. Okay, cool. You sound like you're about 26 years old. How old are you?
You hit it right.